or the just the fact he doesn't look like a regular kohen. But Ikumar says, "Mishum ichulei avoida." If the kohen does the avoida, does he make the avoida possible or not? Muma. If the kohen has a muma on him, then meichel avoida. Then the avoida is possible, even by the eved. The pasuk says, "Mumboy." If you have a mum in you in the kohen, v'lo yichalol. Then, like in the Torah, like don't do the avoida, because if you do it, you're going to make chilul. You'll make the avoida possible. If a kohen that's a baal mum does the zrika, it's a possible zrika. But what's going to be with a kohen that doesn't have a mum, just his head looks funny, or kohen shein lo yishava b'zaris lahor, he doesn't look like a regular child of Aaron, he looks different, then even though there's an issur for him to do the avoida, but if he does it, lo mechel avoida, he doesn't have he's not mechel avoida, the avoida is not possible. But the yevet, if he would do it, the avoida discussion, the zrika is a good zrika. Because he was over in an aver in Yisrael for doing it. So that's the difference whether you have a mum or stam you have this paslus that you're not shove a bizarre shalaron. Now, Ma'ika, what should be the difference between she'eno shove a bizarre shalaron that someone does not look like a regular kohen, or else in Mishum Marasayin, we'll have later on Mishnayisin, certain things are possible just because of Marasayin doesn't look nice, so people think that there's something wrong with him. But it's not a real psul, it's only marasayim. Rashi says, Shema'usin liris, that it looks disgusting to look at you. Kagoin shenotzu risi'enov, let's say his eyelids fell off. Rel shenotlu shinov, his teeth came out. Occurring that his teeth came out, that's mishum marasayim, he should not do the avoida. So what's the difference? The Mor says, Ikebenayu esay, if he's over nisar asay or not. If he's not shav bazar shalaron, he's over nisar asay if he does the avoida. He shouldn't do the avoida. He's not over in Isser Asay. So there are three types of psulim we have by a kohen: a regular mum, a name is Shav Zara Shel Aaron, or else his stam doesn't look nice. It's a marasayin. Now to explain, our Mishnah says what's yoisa, what's special about a kohen? Kilon, that's one mum. That's called not Shav Zara Shel Aaron. If he has a Hakiloin, so someone says, what's that? The domi racial yochlo, that his head looks like an ochlo. Rashi says it means his head is a shape of kisa shechovius, the cover of a barrel. That shechad l'mal is like pointy, very pointy, narrow on top, and rochum l'mata on the bottom becomes wide. So if his head looks like that, that's a pastus, he's not shovah bazar shalaron. That will be an isra safe for him to do the avoida. That's the first one, kilon. Then lifter, the Mishnah says next one is fihalafton. What's that? The Gemara says the domi ratio the gagdidla the lifter. His head is like the head of a lift of a turnip. So Rashi says it means leroish alefes. Sheroish is just the opposite. Here the head is wide, top is wide. The leches v'kol lamata, it gets narrower when it goes downwards. So the head looks very wide on top and very narrow on the bottom. That's a pathless. That's not Shav Bazar Shalaron. Tana learned like this. Someone, there's a new type of psul of Zaroi, that the tzavor, let's say the crane's neck, oimed b'yemtza roishoi, meaning the neck is in the middle of the head, meaning that the same way the head sticks out in front, it sticks out in the back also. That's also called a pathless. Usually the head sticks out more in the front than it does in the back. But if it's like the neck is right smack in the middle, that's also a pathless. It's not Shav Bazar Shalaron. Then we have the Mishnah that says the Hamakovon, so that means the Domi Reishoi Lamakovon. His head is like a Makovon, Rashi says. Lakardum, like a hatchet. Sha'orpoi Ogul, that his back of his head is round. The Kots of Rachel is very narrow, it's not wide. But the back of the head is like round, that's also Enes Shava Bazar Shalaron. Now, the Sha'orpoi Shokut, the Mishnah then says, Shakuo, the Mishnah says called Shokut, means that's Melefonov. Melefonov, Rashi says, means Sheroshi, his head is Meshupat slanted, Melefonov frontwards, Bialachson, another Yagnol, like it's slanted very crookedly, his head. So that's a pathless. I mean, that makes him in the Shavu Bazar Shalaron. Then the Mishnah says, with the Kifus, that's Miachura, the same thing, where the head is slanted and shaped backwards the wrong way. And Kriyam Mishle, people say, shokul pisa, take this piece, shokul pisa, tono, shokul pisa. Rashi says shokul pisa means sheniru kimi, shenitu menu, chatif, looks like a piece is missing out of the head. Looks like something was taken away from there. Slanty, it's not the right way. Tony, we learned the tzavoroi shokut. Another also psu would be if his neck is shokut. So see what that means. Or else vishomut. So now, what shokut means? The chavya nechva. Means the neck, the head is right on the shoulders. There's kamat no neck. Rashi says, shiroit the muto ben kseifa v'doyma kami shiroi sheshoimit. It's like his head is on his shoulders, means that the neck is not big at all. That's also not called shomut b'zara shel Aaron. Or else, shomut means the orach v'shomut. Means it's very long. Forget he has a very long neck. The head is very tall up, high up, long neck. That's also in the shomut b'zara shel Aaron. Then the Mishnah says, o bali chatoichris, it's a machlekes. If Yudis says, it's a ksheira, Chum says posel. Tamar says, this chatoichris, these little growths, these little pimples like, this be'etzim, if it has a bone, means it's very hard. Kula yamale pligi the posel. Then about this posel, that's not called shav b'zara shel Aaron. Ki pligi, where the machlekes be, the less be'etzim, where it doesn't have a bone, it's not that hard. These pimples don't have a bone. So masa v'horein hashav b'zara shel Aaron. The Chum says it's posel, because still he looks different than a regular kain. Well, masa v'review don't know. Karkuya the bisul b'yamul. This pimple is not a little growth, it's nothing. It's like it's a piece of meat. That doesn't make him posel. That's the machlokes of these pimples, soft pimples, would have posel the kohen or not. Then the Mishnah says, a kareach posel. He's bald, he's posel. Omar Rava, he has no hair in the back. And the yesh lefonav, he has in the front. That doesn't look nice. Yesh lachruv, he has hair in the back of the head. Even though he's bald in the front, that's kosher. That's okay. It's normal to lose the hair in the front. But that front and the front, have hair in the front, not in the back, that doesn't look nice. The Choshen and for sure, Shiyeshto Lachurov, Vienna Lafonov. The Ravat's going to be kosher if he has in the back and doesn't have in the front, that will be kosher. So what's this Choshen here mean? Versus the Choshen, Shiyeshto Lachurov, Vienna Lafonov, the Tvei Heavy Noi. But that means, so where is the puzzle? He doesn't have in the back one row of hair, but he has in the front. That's not nice. But he has in the front and the back, that's kosher. For sure, Sheish Lachurav, he only has one row of hair in the back and not in the front. That looks nicer. If it looks nicer if you only have hair in the back, whereas if you have hair a little bit in the front, a little bit in the back, in the middle you're bald, that looks worse. So the last two cases it's kosher. So under the first one, we only have hair in the front, not in the back. And Viki some Vika some learn Vika Damasne Sasanis on the some learn this on the Seifa. It says Vim Yeshloi, if you do have hair, raise the kosher. Then it's kosher. If you have this row of hair going across from one ear to another ear, that's kosher. So what's kosher? What's the case? So here's some of the gears like this. Omar Rova, Loishon, the word that we learned that it's kosher, Elishiyesh Tolachurov. He has the row of hair going across in the back. And the end of the front of him, he doesn't have in front of him, then he's kosher. Avoyesh Loi, Bein Liachor, Bein Lefon of Puzzle. According to his gears, if he has one row of hair in the front and one row in the back, that's also Puzzle. And the Choshen for sure, Shiyesh Lefonav, he only has the hair in the front. Vienna Liyachov, that's also possible. So, kids, that's the difference between the two Lashonis. According to the first Lashon, if you have in front and back, in the middle you're bald, it's still kosher. According to the second Lashon, no, if you have a little bit in the front, a little bit in the back, that's a possible. Udain Leklau, the possible. Yes, as Mashuad also, if you don't have any hair at all, also it's possible. So that's the question. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. That's what the design doing here. Koshkein shein leklal should be here. The koshkein bein leklal the puzzle. You have no hear at all about this puzzle. Now, I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Hakachonim. a coin that's bald, v'yananosim, a coin that's a midget, very small, v'yazav gonim, means that his eyes always tears from water, from tears, his psulim, these kanam apostle, the v'yishen neshav bazar shalaron. That there's a psalm, these kanim, they're not called shavu b'zara shalaron, if they do the avodah, they're over in Yisra'asay. So we ask the question, what's your chiddush of Yechanan? Karachana tanina, it's a mishnah leida. Nenosim, a midget like, tanina yoslan leida. Zalvagina mitzvah, the Gemara says, that's the chiddush here, that is, when his eyes are tearing a lot, that's also a psalm. Zalvagina yitzvah leleshmina. Why? Well, madatayim, I would have thought to say, madatayim, mishu marasayin, let's see. One term says Bonita says Zavglonim. The other verse is also Umadatim Yibinid Kachonim Venenosim also in Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush. That the Psul is Mishum Enes Shav Bazar Shalaron. Because otherwise, Umadatim, I would have thought to say Mishum Marasayin. I would have thought to say that even though the Mishnah says it later, but it's only a Psul of Marasayin. So the Chiddush Rabbi Yochanan is no, it's a Psul Diraisa that it's not Shav Bazar Shalaron. Mora says, no, that can't, you can't make that mistake. So called Heichodika Mishumara Sayin Isnail Kitani. That the Mishnah later will see later when it says Marasayin, it says what the cases are. So since it doesn't say Kachanim over there, Mashma Kachanim, a bald one, is not Mishumara Sayin. Because it says over there, the Shinosha Resurvein of Possum of name Marasayin, it says there, if the eyebrows fall off, he's Possum Mishumara Sayin. So we know clearly it's only that case and not the other cases. Someone says, no, still I would have made a mistake. Because now the tema, I would have thought to say, Tani Chodo, it says one psul of Marasayin, Vuadin Lekuloi, a lot of other cases also apply. Vai Vokol Hechodika Meheder Misni, Kohodo Vatoni, I, wherever it could, says it, it says it. Vishanit Lushin of Possum is Marasayin. Someone says, no, it says clearly. Like whenever it says the psul of Marasayin, the Mishnah explains it. So what's the argument to say that maybe these kachanim is also Mishum Marasayin? So Moses says, true, that's not the Havamina. Avada, we know it's not Mishum Marasayin. Ella means like this. Liyafuka comes to exclude Lihod the Tani, this that we learned. The Tani we learned. Ha kachanim, a bald head, but a nosim, a midget, Piyaz al gugonim, where the eyes are tearing always. Ksherim. There's one man who says, a coin like this is still kosher to the Avada. So Yomu Postel El Mishum Marasayin, clearly, then even these cases only Mishum Marasayin, only Midi Rabbonim, not Midi Raisa. So more like hanging down, so lying down. That's the mum. So the Chanina ben Antignus Seimer Sheyesh Leishnei Gab. He also know the word Gab in the Torah does not mean with the eyebrows, but it means a Kohen that has like two backbones. Or the Gemara says, at least it looks like two. Ushtei Shedroes, it looks like he has two backbones and two vertebrates. That's what it looks like. Now the Gemara says, the Gibein, the Aimloi Mashma, you want to say the Torah when it says Gibein means he doesn't have, he's missing something, he's missing the eyebrows, or a minimum, I have a question. The Brisa says, Gibein, what does that mean to say? Sheyesh Legibinim Harbi, it means Fakir, he has a lot of eyebrows. That's what Gibein means, he has too much. Now, Ainli Yelagivinim, I only know if he has too much. Don't forget, Ainli Gavinim, let's say he has no eyebrows. Or Ainli Yelagabinech, he only has one eyebrow. Meaning, I don't understand, it's also possible by a Kain. On this time level, the apostle comes to each and says, Oi Gibin, it says, Oi Gibin. So, Kovaran Sakash and Amishna, Al Mishna's Mashma, the word Gibin itself means where he does not have eyebrows. And here it's Mashma, no, the word Gibin itself means he does have, he has too much. And from the word Oi, Hidashni does not have. The Gemara says true. Omar Rava, Zel Medrashoi Oy Gibein. Our mission is coming to explain the Drashoi Hidashni from Oy Gibein, not from the word Gibein itself. But if there says the word Oy Gibein, that means to say even where he doesn't have the eyebrows. Reb Daisy Amos says no. Gibein Torah means he has like two backbones. The Gemara Lameimru the Chai. You want to tell me a person that has two backbones he could live? Just he's possible to do the Avoido. I've written with it like this. Hamapel is Beria. Sheyesh le shnei gabin, if an isha has a miscarriage and the baby has like two backbones, shnei shedrois, v'yom rav, in such a case, bishen of vlad, that's not called a vlad. And b'behem lo asa b'chila, b'behem is called a trefer, can't live, it's called asa b'chila.
Skurisiya, a thing like that can't live. So Mora says, Kvar Romin Alei, Rav Simi Bachir, the Rav. He asked this kasha to Rav. The Yomli said back to him, see me. A wrestler like a great person like you, see me yet. Like a great person like you, don't you know the answer? And she says, see me yet. Chochem Gozu Kamoscha, any of them tell it us, can't you answer this? That the answer is, Ela Bishet Rosa Yakuma. The Mishnah means to say the crane has like a crooked backbone. It looks like two. But if Adar and Metzir is only one backbone. So the mice of the crane could live. Though the psal is, it's not Shoba Bizarre Shalaram. Now the Mishnah says, Hachorim, there's a psal in the term of Chorim, something wrong with his nose, psal. A Zeh Chorim, what's called the Chorim? That means his nose is too sunk in, that Hakorich Roshtein of Kiyachas. If you want to like paint from one eye to another eye, puts the medicine in, go straight, you could go straight across. There's no nose in between to stop you. Another psal would be Shtei Einov Lamala. Two of his eyes are above the normal place where eyes are. Rosh Einov Lamata. Two of his eyes are below the normal place where eyes are. Rosh Einov Achas Lamala, Einov Achas Lamata. One is above, one is below. Or else, even though his two eyes are in the same right place, but he can't see straight. With one eye he sees up and one eye he sees down. That's also a mum. Sochi Shemesh, a kind that can't look at the sun bothers him. Fiha Zagdin, you'll see in the Gemara what these are. Zagdin, the Atsirin, Rasvashinoshra, Rishainov. His eyelashes fell out. Possum of Neymarasayin. This last case says, Rishainoi, that's where it says, Sarah Shirabathainoi. That's like the hair on the eyelids. If that fell out, that's possum Mishum Marathayin. So turn around, buddy. Chorim, what does that mean to say? Shechoitmoy Shaku, his nose is sunk in. Choitmoy Soilet, Choitmoy Boilum, Choitmoy Noitif. All these are Abmumim. So as she says, Choitmoy Soilet means Shekotzabokh, it's a very short nose. Choitmoy Boilum is opposite, it's a very long nose. Oh no, Boilum is just Shinistam Nikovim, that the holes are clogged up. And Choitmoy Noitif means Orach, very long. These are Mumim. Minan, how do we know even these things pass through the Kohen? Talmud, it says, Oy Chorim, to include even these things also. Rabbi Yossi Yemeno, Ein Chorim Melo HaKoich HaShtayon of Kiyachas. So the only psul is, where Mamash the nose is like sunk in, that you can go straight across from one eye to another eye. But as long as there's any type of a nose there, Rabbi Yossi says, it's not a mum. Or Melo, they said back to him, No, Hiflakta, you went too far. That's not true. Avapish HaKoich HaShtayon